We are here at the American Farm Bureau Federation 93rd annual meeting. With me is Mary Kate Thatcher, and Mary Kate spoke to the group here today about really about what our prospects are for the for a farm bill in 2012. Well, what do you think about that, Mary Kate?
Unfortunately, I think there's only about a 50-50 chance we're going to finish this in 2012. Congress has been pretty dysfunctional in the last year, and in an election year, I suspect they're going to be even more dysfunctional. So it's going to be a real uphill battle to get it done. It's a goal that's certainly worth working towards, because it seems to me we're going to have less money in 2013 than we have this year. So the longer we wait, the more difficult it's going to be. But again, it will be a hard sell.
And you talked a little bit about what happened with the whole super committee thing and how, you know, how that kind of fell apart and what they had on the table and what maybe where we go from there.
Well, unfortunately, they really only had to cut $1.2 trillion, which is less than 3% of what Congress is going to spend in the next 10 years. So if we can't cut that amount, that makes it seem even more difficult for us to get anything workable done this year. But we are under some orders where we would have to come back and do sequestration starting in January of 2013, and Congress doesn't want to do that. Many in Congress don't want to take as deep a cuts in the defense budget as would be required under that that law. And so I think there'll be a lot of gyrations that go on this year to try to ensure we never have to do that sequestration. We find some other way to go in and cut funding.
Now, we've talked about it. Bob Stallman mentioned it today, and John Anderson went into a little bit more detail, but the proposal that Farm Bureau is basically putting forth, the SERP proposal. Tell us first what SERP stands for and what basically we're looking at there.
SERP stands for Systemic Risk Reduction Program, and our thoughts to this point, at least, our voting delegates will tell us for sure later this week, but is that instead of offering some kind of a shallow loss program where you have farmers suffer a little bit of a loss, but then the government steps in at, say, 13% to 25 is what's being debated in Congress right now. We believe that government programs instead should be there for the really deep catastrophic revenue losses. So our thought is that you would give every farmer for a relatively cheap price 70% of the county revenue, in essence, for free. And then they would use crop insurance to buy up above that level. That's very different. You know, under a shallow loss proposal, in essence, you're having crop insurance at the bottom and federal government shallow loss level at the top. We would have the federal government at the bottom and crop insurance top that off.
Well, if you were going to put odds on that, what do you think that the potential is that that could be part of a farm bill?
Well, one of our biggest impediments right now is that the crop insurance companies really don't like this because they believe that people will buy less insurance. We disagree with that. We think because you're going to give them so much free coverage that the premiums will be re-rated, and that depending on which commodity you're talking about, the premiums will go down 5 to 18%, and that will encourage farmers to actually spend more money and buy up more coverage than they do now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also it seems that one of the advantages here is that it covers more commodities.
It's a very interesting point. You know, we know that we can cover all the program commodities with this, but this program would also work for fruits and vegetables that have crop insurance available to them. And we're very seriously looking at how many of those fruits and vegetables could we cover under this. So it would really be more equity than we've had in farm programs in a long time.
Now, as you said, the voting delegates are going to have to determine the marching orders here, and that would be part of what we're discussing here on Tuesday. How did this where'd you come up with this proposal, I guess?
We came up with this proposal because our board spent a lot of time thinking about shallow losses and really didn't like that as an option for farm policy, and also recognized that we probably can't hold on to direct payments, and so we ought to come up with something new. And so we said, well, if you don't like shallow losses, let's think about deep losses, and the program has sort of evolved from there. I think for our board, one of the biggest concerns was that there were people out there that said a shallow loss program would help more young farmers begin into the business of farming, because they'd go to their bankers and say, well, gosh, if I only have to give up 10 or 13% equity, the banker will loan me all kind of money. Mm-hmm. We believe the opposite is true. And in fact, it'll be the guy who already owns a couple 3,000 acres of land who will get money from the banker, not a young farmer. And that if we do go with the shallow loss type program, we may never get another young farmer started in business.
All right. Well, very good. I'm sure we'll find out what the voting delegates say on Tuesday, but we may be hearing more about SERP in the year to come. Thank you very much. Mary Kay Thatcher here at the American Farm Bureau Federation meeting. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.